Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, Shirley is off today, but check this out. She left us with a strawberry letter, and the subject is my first dating mistake. But right
now, I got
now,
a bunch of them.
Ooh,
I got a
don't
bunch
we
of them.
All? Yes, yes. Don't we all? Never
yeah,
people.
I got
what
a bunch
got?
Of them. What? This right here is surrogate. Is it segregated or surrogate?
You know it's not segregated. Things? What were you pranking somebody about segregation? What is it?
I don't know. I mean, but it's is surrogate mother or segregated mother? I can't remember which one I mean.
Surrogate, boy. Surrogate
but it's
mother.
It's okay, surrogate or segregated. Not you either did this with her or you did it without her. I don't know. But it's
so stupid.
Surrogate or segregated. Okay, surrogate. Okay, surrogate mother. I don't know why they made them words so close together. I wouldn't have
they
never
did.
Done that.
They really did.
Who is over? Who? Let me ask you something. Who is over words? Who is
Webster.
And where is he? We hear about him, but we never see Webster. Where is Webster?
Why are you so stupid, Steve? Get your damn
where piece. Is Webster? Bye. Surrogate mother. Here we go. Come on, Ken.
Hello. Yeah, Roderick, please. Can I speak to Roderick?
Yeah, this is Roderick.
Hey, this is Calvin, man. How you doing? I go to the same church y'all go to.
Okay.
I got your number from one of the guys at the church, man. They told me that if I wanted to talk to you, I could reach out to you or whatever. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How can I help?
Your wife, man, does she... I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything, but she seems to be real fit. Does she work out all the time?
Yeah, she go to the gym every once in a while, bro. Yeah. Who is this, bro?
Like I said, my name's Calvin, man. We go to the same church. Listen, me and my wife been trying for a long time, man, to actually have some kids. And okay. To be honest with you, Roderick, man, it just ain't happening, dog. I mean, we've been trying and trying. But what I'm trying to do now is just find another type of way to make this happen. Now, you say your wife is in good condition, right?
My wife is in good condition, brother. What does she got to do with you and your wife trying to have a baby?
She... You know, now, y'all already got kids, don't you? Y'all got, like, from what the brother at the church told me, y'all got three kids, right?
Yeah, we got three. I got two boys and a girl.
Okay. Here's what I'm trying to do, man. I was hoping that I could find somebody, a female, that would be a good surrogate mother.
A what?
You know, what I'm saying is, like, because my wife, I mean, you know, we want to have kids, man. We want to have a family.
Hold on, brother. You just said you looking for a surrogate mother, and the brother of the church told you to call me?
Well, no. Ain't nobody tell me to actually call you. I asked them about you and your wife. You know, I asked them for your phone number so I could actually call you myself, man.
Wait a minute. So you've been eyeing my wife?
No. Not, I ain't been. See, you're looking at it wrong. Listen, what I was saying is that your wife just seems like a healthy, healthy person. I want to be able to have a healthy child, man. I really do, man. Me and my wife, we.
Let's. You called me about my wife, and you want her to be a surrogate mother for you. I don't even know why we on the phone, brother.
Here's the real deal, man. Me and my wife, we can't have kids. We tried and tried and tried. And, you know, biologically, we just been going through it and going through it, man. And I was just, you know, I seen your wife. She healthy. I see y'all at church all the time. And I was just, like, reaching out, man, maybe somebody wouldn't mind being the surrogate mother for me and my wife so we can have a child.
I'm thinking surrogate mother.
Hold on,
brother. You calling me to see if my wife can be a surrogate mother to your child?
Dog, and I know it's crazy.
It's crazy. I think you lost your mind, brother. Out of all the members in the church, you calling me to get my wife to have your baby?
Dog, I know it sounds crazy, man.
Ignorant, brother.
I'm sorry?
Hey, you sound ignorant. Man, there's so many places to go adopt a baby. I can take you down to the county courthouse and show you kids need to be adopted right now. But you can go to Africa like all the rest of them people and go find you a baby. You going to call me and my wife? There's 20,000 members in this church. Do you know how stupid you sound, brother?
No, brother. Man, listen, I'm not trying to come across like that, man.
Well, how you trying to come across, brother? You done it.
Just hear me out, man. I don't want you to...
Man, go ahead, brother. Go ahead, man.
Okay, we looking for a surrogate mother. We seen your wife, and we thought she'd be a great surrogate mother. And I know it sounds crazy for me to pick you out of all the people that go to the church. I understand that, man. I do. But listen, we would love for your wife to be the surrogate mother, and we willing to pay for this.
Man, this ain't about...
But listen to me. If you don't mind, we don't want to do this with no test tubes and all that, where they mix my seed with her with her egg. We want to do this naturally.
Wait, whoa. You want to repeat what the you just said, man.
You got to understand, a real man want to do it realistically. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Brother, hold on, brother. Are you telling me that you want to have sex with my wife?
But I mean, you want to have me
lose all my Christianity right now, brother.
You want to have a baby the real way, though. You know what I'm saying?
I don't give a damn having the fake way. You tell me you want to lay down in a bed with my wife?
But dog, you already got three kids. Think about the people that can't have them.
Go adopt the baby, man. Take your down and go adopt the damn baby. Cause you didn't go see a damn psychiatrist.
Bro, I don't want
to have your baby. Do you know what you sound like? Are you crazy?
I know it sounds crazy, man. I do.
How did you get my number, man?
Listen to me. How
did you get my number?
I got your number from one of the brothers at the church. Now, listen, I'm going to just be real with you like a man. I wanted to come at you first and talk to you like a man and see, you know, if you was cool with the proposition. But look, come Sunday, I'm going to go to your wife and just talk to her.
What?
I'm just gonna talk to your wife and see if
you done lost your mind. I told you to answer no. Now you tell me you're gonna go around me and ask. What you ain't gonna do is talk to my wife. You
man,
call
I'm
my
telling
wife.
You right now. I'm talking to your wife.
You
next
call
Sunday,
my wife.
Okay?
I'm gonna tell you what's really gonna happen.
I'm
you call my
to
wife.
Your wife next Sunday. I'm not gonna sit and go through this with
and
you back
and forth.
I'm talking to her next Sunday.
Next Sunday, I'm gonna whoop your.
You ain't gonna do nothing to me.
I'm gonna whoop your.
Me and my wife, we deserve a child too. You ain't gonna stand in the middle of this.
I'm in the middle of this. You lost your mind. You talk to my wife next week if you want to.
I got one more thing I want to say to you, man. Is you listening to me?
Say what the you got to say so you can get off my phone.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
What? This is who?
Listen,
who is this man?
This nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your homeboy got me to prank phone call you.
Man, I'm over here, man. My head is spinning.
You all right, man?
Got me calling, brother. I'm ready to fight, brother.
Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, big dog.
What's up, man?
What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Y'all got me this morning, man. Y'all got me, man.
Tommy, you play too much. You were Calvin and Roger, but when you told him you wanted to have a baby naturally, not surrogate. That was it.
No,
Roger, if you're gonna
have a baby, I think you should have it naturally. You know, your wife, y'all going through some issues, but I think you ought to be able to let you man up on making your baby. I just think so. I just think you should be able to man up.
There's nothing wrong with fertility treatments or anything.
And there's
like
nothing
that.
Wrong with doing
but
it the regular
prank.
Way.
But it is.
But this right here, this right here. Yeah, I don't have a problem with this right here. I think we should do it naturally. And just, you know what I mean? Let me get in here and make that baby. You know, let me put some effort in. Let me put some, some love in. I can't put no love in if you don't let me. Let me put my back in it and really know. So when my child come out, I'll be like, yeah, I made him. Not just like, she did it all by herself. I want to, I made him.
You are really, I'm really concerned. You really are stupid.
I don't understand the problem, girl. I really don't understand the problem.
Up next, today's Strawberry Letter, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.